I'm not made to settle. You are not made to settle. You're not made to live passively. You're not made to not overcome. You're not made to become less of who you are. You're made to become more of the person you truly are. You're made to overcome, to rise above. You're built to last. You're made for more. And that's the mentality. Man, welcome back to Be Fit with Brian Pruitt. I'm your host, Brian, and I'm stoked to finally get back on this podcast, new episode. Let's go. This podcast and this community of people is all about getting fit, getting and staying fit, body, mind, spirit. The whole person, right? You're more than your body. You're more than your mindset. So we want to be fit, and not just fit, like looking fit, but fit for life. Capable, right? Built up, equipped properly for your life, for your business, for your relationships, for your hobbies, man. I want to be fit to enjoy life. And so that's what this podcast is about. That's ultimately what my aim is. So whether it's my daily habits or the people I talk to, the mentors I have, the clients I coach, the books I read, the podcasts I listen to, I'm always trying to learn something to become more. And not that I'm unworthy until I become more, but the idea would be to become more of who I really am, the true self, the true identity, my true who Brian is at the deepest core. If you look at my life and you look at your life from the eternal perspective, right? Zoom out and view your life from beginning to end. You are already that person, but you're on a journey becoming more of that person, right? So choose to become more the person you already are and the person you're meant to be, created to be. And that's fire. So we're already getting after it, and I'm not even 2 minutes into it, but I wanted to catch you guys up on life, okay? It's been crazy. So my podcast has been slipping in terms of just the weekly or monthly rhythm of life, and so I haven't blocked out time properly. But, you know, I think that's important to maybe speak on for a second, because priorities do change. And so for a while there, my priority was not the podcast because, hey, I need to, you know, do some internal work within Be Fit, right? Hire a new coach, build more infrastructure, stuff like that. And so the marketing or the you know, the podcast, for instance, has been taking more of a backseat. So the priorities were aligned. And so I had a friend, actually, she was like, bring the podcast back. Shout out Courtney. And I'm like, you know what? Like, you're right. I need to get back on the mic. I need to put my thoughts out there and write more and all these different things. But Instagram, my business internally, like those have been the marketing has been Instagram and the internal infrastructure coaching of my coaches and coaching of my clients has been the priority. And then not to mention just life in general, right? My wife, Gigi, and I, we had our first live event. So it was a G-Fit, B-Fit. Majority of the people there were G-Fit. She's got a bigger brand and company at this time. And it was incredible, man. So we did a live event in Columbus, Ohio. So it's beautiful up there this time of year. Now, fast forward 6 months, I want to jump off a cliff because it's so dang cold and it's gray and it's just miserable. But compared to what, you know? Like, that's the mentality, right? Compared to, you know, Alaska, like when you don't even see the sun for 6 months. So always taking the positive, looking at the bright side for sure. But, and I totally am joking about Ohio, but it was incredible, man. That live event, I got to see coaches and clients there in person. And there's something powerful about being in the same room. I love the online environment. I love the virtualness of Be Fit because you can win anywhere. I don't need to be in front of you every day or every week to win and to make an impact, and honestly go deeper on a lot of different levels because of that aspect of the program. But seeing people live, seeing people in person was powerful. So who are you surrounding yourself with? Who are you rubbing shoulders with day to day? Of course, we don't have the power and control sometimes to change that, you know, and make sure we're surrounded by good people. I mean, you're at work right now or you're driving and you know, some people are in your life inevitably, and you can't choose that always. But you do have agency to agree or disagree with, you know, the mentality they have, right? If someone's super pessimistic and super energy sucking mentality, you have the ability to not agree with that person and to, you know, limit yourself with them, right? And to proactively, right? Instead of living life passively and just saying like, oh yeah, like, you're agreeing to what they say, you're accepting their energy, accepting their mentality, their outlook on life, you can have the ability to say, yeah, no, that's not what I believe. That's not what I agree with. I don't choose to live life negatively like that, or waiting for things to go wrong, or having the made for less mentality, right? And that's exactly what we're going to dive into today, the made for more mentality. I'm not made to settle. You are not made to settle. You're not made to live passively. You're not made to not overcome. You're not made to become less of who you are. You're made to become more of the person you truly are. You're made to overcome, to rise above. You're built to last. You're made for more. And that's the mentality. Now, I didn't always believe that. You know, there's definitely a significant portion of my life where I did not believe that. But when I did and I chose to believe the truth, because that is the truth for you and me, for you and I, again, is that the correct, you know, usage? But that's the truth. And whether we choose to believe it or not really is up to us. But the truth doesn't cease becoming the truth or cease being the truth whether we believe in it or not, right? And that's a whole different podcast for a different day in terms of that. But I just want to, you know, kind of share with you like a little bit of what I shared at the live event, right? So my whole mentality is made for more, okay? I want to talk about alignment because I think you're more than your body. You're more than your mindset. You're more than your thoughts. So body, mind, spirit alignment, being fit for life, like I opened this place up, this podcast up, this place. But that's the idea, is made for more mentality. I talked about my identities being in baseball, what I did, and then letting other people define me. So I gave the power to the power of who I am and identity to what I did and how well I performed. And then, even worse maybe, I gave it to other people. So I let them define me. And then transitioned from baseball after giving that up, hanging the cleats up, I went into the pharma industry, right? I was in sales for a pharmaceutical giant, and that whole transition is that's going to be a podcast, probably the next or the one after following that, pharma to fitness, because I was a part of this industry, which if you're in it, it's, you know, it's no knock on you. It's just not something I want to be in anymore. And I was, you know, it was a comfortable job. I got a paycheck, great benefits, car, gas. I mean, it was amazing, right? A lot of money tied up in that industry. And that's an interesting thought as well. And so I was getting people and keeping people healthy from the outside in through medication. But now I wake up and I'm fired up because I get to awaken guys and get them healthy from the inside out, right? We change how we eat. We change our thoughts. We change our mindsets, our identities, made for more. And then we take action, right? We strength train. We focus on protein, eat more God food. We move our bodies. And before you know it, that dis-ease that people see in their life, it a lot of times goes away. And so I'm more passionate about keeping guys healthy and fit for life and avoiding the pharmaceutical, you know, negative cycle of, hey, you have this problem? Let's slap a Band-Aid on that. Oh, shoot, it caused three more issues. Okay, well, we have, you know, good news for you. We already have those drugs available, those medications for the three issues that might have been caused by medication number one. Does that make sense? So I'm not knocking the industry. I'm just saying there's a lot more to health than just the pill. And I think that's indicative of our culture, is we want to get a quick fix, man. We want to get that fat burner. We want to get the liposuction. And the truth is, it's the same thing with the guy who wins the lottery as the guy who gets liposuction. The guy who wins the lottery, and he's got a broke mentality, he's got broke financial spending habits, he doesn't know how to keep a budget, that dude will go broke. Give it enough time, right? If you give that dude enough time, I don't care if you got millions in the bank, if your habits and your identity is one of a broke person or someone who's got broke habits, that money runs dry eventually. Same thing goes for the dude who's 300, you know, 400 pounds and he gets liposuction. okay, obese person gets liposuction, but still has the same eating habits and still has the same identity, still has the same negative relationship with food, unfortunately, man, that dude will gain the weight back. So if we're not willing to address the internal issue, the root cause of the dis-ease in our bodies, in our mindsets, in our external manifestations, we're not going to actually change anything in the long term. Does that make sense? So the pharma, the fitness is a big part of my story. And God's got such a funny, he's got such a sense of humor there because it is the opposite of what I do now. In terms of that and mentality and just the essence of the core belief and the core perspective and worldview. Caveat though, I should say, man, I sold a drug that my dad's on. It saved his life. So again, I'm not knocking modern medicine at all. Praise God for it. I'm just saying the mentality, right? There, you know, business in terms of the business model, you don't make money on curing patients. You don't make money on curing people. That's a, you know, if you play it out, I mean, they go out of business by default if you do your job properly. But obviously, there's more factors than that. And I'm harping on this way too much, but. That's just kind of like my viewpoint, and we can chat about that. If you're curious, DM me, message me, and tell me to do a whole podcast on pharma to fitness because I think there's a lot there. Excuse me, and I think there's a lot to unpack. But let's move into the Made for More. So I opened up. Let me get a sip of water. In the mornings, it's Friday morning, by the way. In the mornings, I have like this. My raspy throat, so I'm trying to figure out what the cause of that is. If you have any, what's it called? If you have any prescriptions for me, you know, if you have any advice, let me know, okay? Maybe hot tea with honey. That's my go-to, and some salt, some pink Himalayan salt in the morning. But let's dive into it, okay? So I opened up the session, my speech, my workshop session, mindset session, with a question. I said, man, raise your hand if you believe you're made to be average or you're made to settle. Okay, good. Nobody raised their hands. Then I asked them, I said, now raise your hand if you believe you're made for more, if you have incredible potential. So people start raising their hands. Thank God. I'm like, good. But here's the thing. Nobody wants to raise their hand and say they believe they're made to be average or they're made to settle. But some of us, right, some of us raise our hand for the second question, saying we believe we're made for more, but we don't actually live like it. Ooh, powerful, right? We don't actually live like it on a day-to-day basis. So we have to ask ourselves, do we really believe that then? If our daily habits and actions don't reflect a made for more mentality, do we actually believe that to be true? Or are we just trying to, you know, fit in and say, yeah, we are made for more, right? I believe that, and just fit in. How can you tell what someone really believes? By how they act, right? How they behave. Our actions say everything. Our actions tell people, tell others what we believe to be true about ourselves, about a higher power, about the world around us, how we view our work and people. Everything's dictated by our belief, who we believe we are, what we believe our purpose is. So identity and how we view that, how we view everything, is ultimately the best indicator of people's, or the, you know, what we do, right, is the best indicator of people's belief, because actions show. And I brought it back to the example of Gigi, my wife, my awesome, beautiful wife. I'm like, do you think she'd rather hear me say, hey, I love you, babe, 1,000 times a day? Or would she rather say, I'd rather you show me, Brian. You know, show me once a true, authentic, genuine action of love for me. I'd rather you show me. Yeah, 100%. You guessed it. Like the second one. She wants the second one. So actions are everything, man. So big, so powerful. So I told you about the truth, right? It's made for more. You are made for more. And that truth does not cease to become or be truth because you believe it or not, right? So that's what I think we get mixed up in is like, well, yeah, if I believe it, then it is true. But if I don't believe it, then it must not be true. But no, you're made for more. And that's the truth whether you choose to believe it or not, right? So it wasn't always like that, right? With baseball, again, I let people define me. I let baseball define me. I let what I did, how I performed. You know, I was either made for more or made for less based on my playing performance, right? And just to bring up that path and that journey is, man, I remember having the lowest of lows in my baseball career. And I sure as heck did not believe I was made for more. When I played my freshman year and then got benched my sophomore year, and I had my parents drive up from Sarasota, Florida to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 13, 14-hour drives to watch me sit the bench, I did not believe I was made for more. In fact, I struggled big time with that. I felt like I was letting myself down, but more importantly, letting them down. And they sacrificed so much, not just their time, their energy, their weekends, but they sacrificed, man, lovingly everything they had when I was growing up, right? When I was starting to play baseball seriously in high school. So much time they invested into me, so much financial investment they put into me in my career. So, of course, it was kind of easy to let baseball define me from a performance standpoint, because I looked back on that. So I was like, man, this is awful. And so I was like, man, this is, if all I am is a baseball player, then who am I when I'm not a good one? And the thing is, I used to think that. I used to tweet that. I remember saying that to people, like, baseball is something I do. It's not who I am. But I didn't believe that to be true. I said it, right? So the words we say are powerful, but if we're saying them, we're not actually believing them. I think that's most important. We have to believe what we say, right? So I didn't believe that. And then that's why I let people define me. So I look to other people. I'm like, well, if baseball defines me and I'm not a very good baseball player right now, like I'm not having success, then I have to look elsewhere. So I looked around me. I looked sideways. I looked to other people, whether it's Twitter, right? I went viral on Twitter before that was even a thing. And what made it worse was I became the baseball dude. So I was like all over Pinterest and Twitter. You know, I was wearing a baseball hat, eye black, and just finished up a regional game at Clemson, I believe, or South Carolina. And that went viral. And so I became the baseball guy. And I was like better known for being the baseball dude than actually being a good baseball player. So that was even worse, bro. I'm like, well, shoot, man, now I'm not even like known as a baseball player, like who's good, but he's the baseball dude who kind of like isn't that great. He's actually sitting the bench this season, you know? So it ate at me, man. And again, if you let your performance, you let your career, you let your overall what you do define you, you will fail. In the long term, you will come to a point where you're not as good as the next dude. You're not as successful as the other company, and it'll eat at you. And so if you put your eggs in that basket, man, you will be wanting. You will be lacking. So as I sip water, what's the solution? What was the solution? Well, I stopped looking sideways. I stopped looking around me, and I started looking up. And that sounds cliche, but I started looking up. I said, man, if there's something more, there's got to be a creator, right? And side note, man, I just read something beautiful. It's like, you know where I stand, guys. If you listen to this podcast, you know I'm a believer. You know I believe in God. If you don't believe in God, I'd say, bro, you have more faith than me. Trust me. To think this just happened, you got more faith than me, and I want to be on your level. You know what I'm saying? Because the cosmos, right? I read about this. The cosmos. Think about that. What does that mean? It's a well-ordered state of the universe, right? Stars, planets, solar system, how things rotate and just are aligned and they're you know, magnetized, and they have the magnetic force. They're traveling through space and time in this well-ordered, you know, obviously you have meteors coming out of nowhere and stuff. So it's the cosmos is the well-ordered state of being. So to me, dude, look no further than the cosmos. Look no further than the sky in front of us every single day to know there's a God, to know there's a designer, a creator, something outside of this, right? So if that's the case, and that's the natural knowledge I have of this creator, this being, this divine source and nature, if I know that, and then there's been revelation, there's been him saying, this is who I am, and this is who you are through scripture, I'm going to believe that. So I started believing that what he said I am. And right, and that means my identity started becoming, you know, who God says I am, and not about what people, not about what performance, you know, how well I did in my career or business or playing career. It stopped being that, and it freed me up, man. That freed me up because that's unchanging. I'll never lose that identity. If it's rooted in God, right, and for me it's in Jesus, if it's rooted like that, it's unchanging. It's eternal, right? So no matter how well, how bad I do perform, my identity, my worth, my self-value comes from that rock-solid place, that foundation. So after baseball, got into pharma. After pharma, got into fitness, because the number one thing I loved about fitness was, contrary to my baseball career, I put in so much work. I put in so much hours and time, you know, so much time and hours and minutes and reps. I never really reaped the benefits of that. I did in other ways, right, with relationships and friendships and teammate bonding, right? But in terms of playing and like the outcome there, in terms of money, like a contract with a major league team or a minor league, you know, professional team, never saw the fruit from those seeds. I never reaped the seeds I was sowing there. But with fitness, dude, every single day, every single time I woke up at 4:30 for a morning lift, every time I went through strength conditioning, every rep, every set, I reaped the benefits. So in the same way with your fitness, man, if you show up, you reap the benefits every single time. It's actually exactly correlated, right? It's directly correlated. Your outcome will be directly correlated to your reps and your sets, your time, your energy that you put into it. Now, clearly, there's better ways to do it. I believe with BeFit, we have the best ROI. You know, it's like, hey, if you want to shave off 30 pounds and you're looking to eat less and run more cardio or do more cardio, there's a better way, bro. And DM me, right? Go to my website and apply, and I'll get you rocking and cooking and dialed in. But regardless, I mean, a mile is a mile, right? I don't tell clients to go run to shave fat off their body, but a mile is a mile. And you learn, you grow, you become more because of that mile. A workout is a workout, man. If you're doing a rep, if you're doing bench press, right? A bench press set is a bench press set. And again, there's more, there's efficiency, there's slowing the rep down, actually utilizing the muscle, mind-muscle connection, the weight you're using, technique, all these different factors at play. But again, the idea is what you put in, you will get out, especially with fitness. So with pharma, I was in this season of life, and I'll kind of land the plane here with this made for more mentality. I know it's kind of a shorter episode, but it's all good. Sometimes it's like life, dude. If you stopped working out for a month, what are you going to do, an hour and a half workout to try to make up for past failure or past negligence? No. You get back on the wagon and you do what you normally would do, and you say, yeah, this is who I am. Let's do it again tomorrow. Let's do it again in 2 days, right? Let's do it again next week. So I was in this season of life where I was a pharmaceutical rep. I love people, relationship building. So in that sense, learning about business, learning about sales, how to connect with people, how to grow relationships, I loved it. And I learned so, so much. So I don't regret it in the least, you know. In fact, I thank God for it because it gave me perspective, right? Just like you, whatever you're going through in life, you have to know it's happening for you. It's not happening to you. Don't wait around for 10 years thinking like, yeah, once I make it past this season of life, or once I get over this hump in my relationship, or we figure out this, we solve this problem in my relationship, then we'll be good. No, dude, you gotta enjoy today. You gotta live life like tomorrow's not coming, right? Because one day you're gonna be right. And that's cliche, but I saw it on Yellowstone with my wife last night, or a couple nights ago, and I was like, bro, that's fire. That's a sky quote on my Instagram for sure. But urgency, man, if you live like every day is your last, if you live like tomorrow is not going to come, one day you and I will be right. So let's not live life like, you know, hey, oh man, those are the days, you know, 10 years ago, those were the days. Like today's just not those days. You have today, and that's all you and I ever really have. So if we keep putting off, like, yeah, I'm gonna get fit one day, tomorrow. I'm gonna ask that girl out, but not today, tomorrow. I'm gonna become a better husband. I'm gonna invest into my future. I'm going to make sure people know I love them, tell them that, but tomorrow, that day might not come, man. Have urgency today and take action today. Call that person after this podcast today. Go to the gym, start that fitness journey today. Hire the coach, hire the mentor today. Man, okay. I love it. So I was in that season, right? And fitness was a big part of my life. And so as I transitioned, as I became more fit, transitioned to this made for more mentality, I felt this call. And here's where I'm going to land the plane. Everybody has a specific and unique call on their life. Now, we can choose to ignore it, distract ourselves from it, hide from it. I think most people do that. They distract themselves from the call in their life. It's much easier to distract ourselves from the problems via Netflix and social media and vices like alcohol and porn and other things like that. We can desensitize ourselves from our purpose, from our call. But you have a call nonetheless. It's still ringing, baby. You're just going to ignore it, put the freaking noise-canceling headphones in or whatever, right? Act like it's not ringing. But I felt this call, and I said, you know what? I got to freaking answer it. And it might take me outside of my comfort zone. In fact, that's what that call is designed to do. It's designed to do that, bro. So that call took me outside of my comfort zone, and I left this high-paying, well-paid, high-paying, great pay, awesome benefit type job. But I wasn't really becoming the man who I knew I could be and should be. So I got fit. I got aligned, body, mind, spirit. And that's another episode, alignment. But I felt this flow. I felt the flow of when you're on the highway aligned and becoming more you. When you're on the highway with the tires alignment, and you think you're going 70, but you're actually going 90 because it's so free, it's so flowing. You're aligned. I was like, bro, I gotta show other guys how to do this. I gotta inspire other people how to do this. And so the coaching, the sports, the teammate, the mentorship, all these different things in my past became a part of my future. And that's a sign for you. Everything you've gone through in the past becomes a part of your future, so you can coach, so you can lead, so you can become more. You can empathize with other people. I'm able to empathize and sympathize with people because I know what it feels like to be in a place where you're having a panic attack or you're stressed out, you're anxious as heck, and you see no way out of it. But man, there's always a way out. Nothing ever lasts. The storm of life never lasts, even though it seems like it will. Even though it seems like you'll never make it through, the storm will pass. So I became more. I felt that. And so I had to start working with guys. I started BeFit. My wife started GFit prior to that. And we started coaching people to get fit. We use fitness. We use nutrition. We use getting healthier as a vehicle to become more, to help people become more them, to live a life that's made for more. If you start getting fit and you're like, dude, I'm capable of more. I have this confidence. I have this testosterone. I have this just overall well-being. It's amazing. Yeah, you're made to live on that vibration. You're made to live on that level. To live anything less and to accept being, accept yourself as being average and believing the lie is to do yourself, your future, and the world around you a disservice. So you have to become more. You have to get more fit. You have to stay fit for life, right? And that's what I believe in. That's what I'm passionate about. So I'm trying to wake guys up, trying to wake you up to your greatness, your potential that's God-given all the time, continually. It's not enough to know it for a season. You have to believe that for a lifetime. I'm trying to be fit at 80 years old, and that fit might look different. It might not be in a six pack, but it will be capable to overcome life's problems. It's going to be capable and fit to overcome and have faith and hope and still live with love, even when I experience crazy loss or after I retire or when I have less mobility. I'm still gonna be fit for life because people around me, my grandkids, my wife, my family, they need me. So that's the motivation, man. Fitness is not just looking a certain way. And I think you know that by now, but that's kind of the idea. So that's who I am. That's who you are. So now I wake up, I got Be Fit, I'm full time, I do a podcast, I stay active on social. I love creating, I love reading, I love writing. So check my website out, brianpruitt.com. I mean, I try to do newsletters. I'll get better at that, doing them more consistently. But basically what I'm about is becoming more you. I have to become more me before the people around me. I have to believe I'm made for more because that's the truth. You have a specific call in your life, a unique call to you in your life that nobody else can tell you what it is. Only you know that call. That's a beautiful part of it. Your parents, your spouse, you know, sometimes your family members might tell you that's not who you are. Or like, you're, dude, stop becoming more. It's making us feel inferior. But you can't believe the lie. You have to believe you're made for more. And in doing so, trust me, my goal would be to inspire those people. Some people aren't blessed like you and me. Some people, you know, you actually might have family members or people close to you who are your worst enemy. Who, when you try to eat healthy or try to, you know, cut out that bad habit, they're like, "Who do you think you are? Like, why would you do that? Why would you want to be? Why would you want to change? Like, you're fine the way you are. You are worthy the way you are, but the way you are, you can't remain who you are right now because, again, zoom out, eternal, from start to finish, day one to the last day, you have to become the person who you're made to become. So you are worthy and valuable and made for more right now. But don't ever let someone tell you or feel bad for you becoming more fit with the argument that, no, you're perfect the way you are. You are. But that's why you have to get freed up to become more. So your identity, your self-worth is not based on your performance, how you look, your body, your physical health. I believe that. It's not based on those things. But when you get the identity piece right, when you know you're made for more, you have freedom to then become more. And that is the goal, my friend. That's the goal. So answer that call today. Make the call today. Take the action today. Take that first step. Take that one step today. Get 1% better, body, mind, spirit, and watch what happens. That's the journey. It's a lifelong journey, but it's one that's worth it, baby. So man, that is the episode Made for More Mentality. We'll dive into a few other things in the future for sure, the near future. But I'm excited, man. If you love this episode, please share it, post it, reach out to me, DM me, message me with other topics you would be interested in hearing from me. But guys, that is the episode. Man, believe it. You're made for more. That's the truth. So believe it and live like it. All right. Being fit, body, mind, spirit today, tomorrow, and this whole next week. All right. Until next time, guys. Love you. Appreciate you. Be fit for life.